You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Dustin Jerson, 35, sets up camp in Big Sky, Montana, planning to bring his girlfriend the next day. When he doesn't pick her up, she drives to the campsite and finds him dead in his tent. At first, it almost looks like a bear attack, but police determined Dustin was murdered. A beer can left behind at the crime scene is a DNA match to Darren Abbey, age 41.
Nancy, Darren Abbey drove up to Dustin Jerson's campsite as Abbey planned to camp where Jerson had already set up. The two men spoke about Abby's disappointment, and Jerson offered Abby a beer since he drove all this way. At some point, investigators say Abby attacked Jerson, hitting him with a piece of wood, then stabbing him in the neck with a screwdriver, and eventually hitting Jerson with an axe.
After his arrest, Abby admits he killed Dustin. Darren Abbey now charged with murder. Colorado cops really had to hop to it to catch this fugitive. Irwin, a red juvenile kangaroo, escapes his owner and is hopping through traffic downtown Durango. Cops question how best to capture the kangaroo, worried his kicks could be stronger than their usual runners. Body cam footage shows the moment an officer managed to scoop Irwin up, commenting he really needs to add cardio back into his daily workouts. Irwin safely returned to his owner with promises to double-check his enclosure is secure. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A woman who pleaded guilty to a 1990 murder in which she dressed as a clown to kill the wife of a man she later married has now been released from prison, thus ending a case deemed strange even by Florida standards. Sheila Keene Warren, now 61, served 18 months following a plea deal last year for second-degree murder in the shooting death of Marlene Warren. In a case full of unusual twists, authorities say Marlene Warren was shot by a person dressed as a clown who handed her balloons before pulling a gun. The crime remained unsolved for decades. Keene Warren, who was suspected early on, wasn't arrested until 2017, when updated DNA testing reportedly linked her to the crime scene. At the time of the killing, she worked for Marlene Warren's husband, Michael, and witnesses claimed she was having an affair with him, a claim both denied. 2 years after the murder, Michael and Sheila married and eventually moved to Virginia, where they ran a restaurant. The evidence included costume shop records and witness accounts of Keene Warren purchasing a clown suit and balloons similar to those found at the scene. A presumed getaway car linked to Michael Warren's used car lot was found abandoned with fibers that prosecutors claimed matched Keene Warren. Despite her guilty plea, Keene Warren has maintained her innocence, and her attorney argues the DNA evidence was weak. Prosecutors acknowledge gaps in the case complicated by the 3 decades it took to bring it to trial. Sheila Keene Warren's release ends a case that has haunted Palm Beach County for over 30 years. In Ohio, 2 police officers now face charges of reckless homicide following the death of 53-year-old Frank Tyson, who died while in police custody after a traffic stop incident in April. Here's Crime Online's Sydney Sumner with more.
Stark County Prosecutor Kyle Stone announced on Saturday that a grand jury has indicted Canton police officers Beau Shonagy and Camden Birch in Tyson's death. Tyson, a resident of East Canton, was apprehended shortly after a car crash that damaged a utility pole. Body camera footage from the arrest shows Tyson, who was black, visibly distressed, repeatedly telling officers, "They're trying to kill me," and "call the sheriff." Officers restrained him face down on the floor of a local social club, where he stated multiple times that he was struggling to breathe. The officers, however, dismissed his pleas, telling him to calm down and stop resisting. During this time, they appeared to engage in casual conversation with bystanders and went through Tyson's belongings. It wasn't until several minutes later that they realized Tyson was in medical distress. An autopsy conducted by the county coroner ruled Tyson's death a homicide, noting that his existing heart condition, along with cocaine and alcohol intoxication, contributed to his fatal medical emergency. The charges filed against officers Shonagy and Birch are third-degree felonies. If convicted, each could face up to 36 months in prison and a $10,000 fine. Prosecutor Stone clarified that no charges would be filed against bystanders. Both officers have now been booked into the Stark County Jail.
The Canton Police Department has placed the two officers on paid administrative leave following standard departmental policy.
Thanks, John. Robert Childers locked in a legal battle over his father's Florence, Alabama home shortly after his dad passes away. The home was sold at auction due to unpaid property taxes, but a judge halts the new owner's eviction process to determine ownership of the property. Days before his next court date, Robert's roommate, David Nix, notices Robert loading up his truck 9 a.m. Instead of getting in the truck, he walks away from the home. When Robert still hasn't returned several hours later, David reports Robert missing. A neighbor, a mile north of Robert's home, checks his game cameras and finds an image of Robert walking through his property at 1 p.m. In the photo, Robert's pants and shirt are ripped. Robert left his wallet, phone, keys, and meds at home. Robert Childers, 51, 6'2", 240 pounds, graying black hair, blue eyes, walks with a limp due to neck and back injuries, has a surgical scar the length of his back. Last seen wearing a green button-up Wrangler shirt, blue jeans, and cowboy boots. If you have info on Robert Childers, call Lauderdale County, Alabama Sheriffs, 256-760-5757. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.